That whopping $85 billion federal loan to AIG may seem like a risky use of taxpayer money, but some analysts say the government is likely to end up making a tidy profit, as NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Before we get to the optimists, let's hear from one doomsayer who thinks the government made a very stupid move here.
I think they will lose this money and more.
Peter Schiff is author of Crash Proof, How to Profit from the Coming Economic Collapse, and president of Euro-Pacific Capital.
This is not a good use of taxpayer money. They're flushing $85 billion of our dollars down the drain, and who knows how much more. I mean, I have no idea how much money AIG is going to lose, but the government is not going to run the company any better than the former management. I mean, look at these are the guys that can't run the post office. How are they going to run a complicated insurance company?
But let's look at that a little more closely. It's true the government is issuing what could be a huge loan here, but wait till you hear the interest rate it's charging the company. It works out to something like 11%.
Yeah, it's almost usurious, isn't it? St. Thomas Aquinas probably wouldn't approve of that.
Bob McNair ran the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas for 14 years. He says the government is pretty careful when it does these loans. In the 1990s, he says, the U.S. essentially bailed out Mexico when it was having an exchange rate crisis.
A lot of people were very worried that we'd lose money, but we actually made money. And the loan was paid off early and so on and so forth.
So the question is, will AIG be able to pay back the loan with the interest?
It's not just possible, it's likely.
Mohamed El Arian is the co-CEO of PIMCO, an investment company that specializes in bonds, debt. AIG is a huge company, and yes, he says, there are some parts that are in real trouble, the parts that were essentially selling insurance on mortgages, for instance. But there are other parts that are making money.
I think it's a little bit like a fire that has hit a very big neighborhood. Some houses are damaged, others are not. And you're asked, as a buyer, are you willing to buy the whole neighborhood?
The government is betting on the whole neighborhood, and he says that's a good bet. It's only a problem if everyone takes their insurance business elsewhere, and he doesn't think that will happen. Also, the company does more than insurance. Did you know it also leases airplanes? Ron Shelp is a former AIG executive.
They own something like 1,000 planes. I mean, these are big 747s.
Shelp wrote a history of the company called The Fallen Giant. He says if AIG sells off the airline part of the company, that in itself would go a long way toward repaying the loan, though it's a little unclear what the airline operations are worth.
I have read and heard $50 billion, but been told they wouldn't get it. A man I talked to yesterday insisted to me it wasn't more than $15 or $20 billion. So I don't know. I think it's on the higher end.
The U.S. government will also own a huge amount of stock in AIG, which at this point has almost nowhere to go but up. So if this is such an easy way for the government to make money, why not do it more often? Bob McTeer, who used to work for the Fed, says because that would be socialism. And in any case, the potential profits here are small, at least compared with the federal budget. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.